No, no.
That's different areas.
It was in Indiana. But,
oh, okay. So it all depends on their...
That's why I was saying the usual procedures for them to call the FBO or the airport, you know, somebody closer to the aircraft, they can verify they landed or not.
Yeah, it's different when it's just did they forget to cancel versus an aircraft.
The controller, the controller doesn't know that.
Right.
All he knows is he's got an airport airplane that went off his radar and
did not cancel.
Doesn't know where he is, so he doesn't know if it's just a guy that forgot or a guy crashed and burned.
Well, there's two different scenarios. One is somebody in the air has declared an emergency and I'm inbound. Get it, fire and rescue, move. That's one. The other is he doesn't know if the airplane went down and it's an emergency. But one's driven by the pilot, one's driven by situation. And the one that's driven by situation, you know, I haven't seen the call tree. And if the call tree, you know, it might be call the FBO during normal working hours if available. That's a courtesy because Garrett could have a brand new person on there. Hello? We got somebody that didn't cancel their instruments and we're looking for them. I don't see them out here. Okay.
Click them. We did go through this a few months ago with the numbers in there and everything was right, but I'll check it again. Maybe they've changed it. And
yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe they got a new controller on duty. Somebody didn't get the word or whatever.
Yeah. Could have been a new guy at the UFC too.
Right.
I'll look into it.
Okay.
Wildlife management, are we done with emergency response? Anybody else have emergency response? So do we have an emergency response?
Yeah.
Deep in the day, so before I make any wise comment, I know.
You need to be careful.
I need to be careful.
Public record.
Public record.
You told me that after I made the wise comment last time. All right. Wildlife management update. I know there was, from my personal observation, small deer down on this end, but I don't know where we stand. Stand on deer, large birds.
Well, let's start with the birds. I haven't seen a goose here in weeks. I don't know if anybody else has, but the ones that, at least the ones that think they live here, haven't come back, and I'm sure they'll be back, but right now they're still in Florida or wherever they go. As far as the deer, we're still moving ahead with our plan. I go out there once or twice a day and chase them around, and you know, the numbers kind of go up and down. About 2 weeks ago I had 17 of them cornered in the fence out here in the lower 40. You know, and some of them got out through the ditch and some kind of scattered. You know, I chased one through the gate yesterday. You know, there was another one that we found another place where they get out because I chased them along the fence and he showed me where the spot is. So we fixed that. You know, there was like five or six down by the state police tonight before the meeting. You know, and then you know I won't see them for days. You know, so I don't know if they're still able to come and go. We're still hunting down those places in the fence, but you know, once the leaves are off the trees and the state police can get out there with the helicopter with the infrared, you know, we'll get a good inventory of what's going on out there. And you know, we do have a plan to get a permit to shoot the deer that don't get the message. They're still here, and you know, they seem to like the ditch along 1028. They can get down in the deep spot there and hide. That's usually where I chase them out of. And you know, I chased one this morning, ran towards the ditch down by Park Avenue, and figured out that he couldn't get out there anymore, so he kept on running. But we're closing up the areas. Other than that, nothing's changed. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess it's getting to be hunting season, and they're getting a little more anxious out there.
I'm sorry. Messes you up, doesn't it?
That's all right. If you got to go, you got to go.
I got to go.
All right, sorry.
Dave. Maybe you can continue without... Continue and...
Dave, if you need to go, you go.
I do have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry for that.
Something's come up.